Oh, man, it'd be absolutely amazing. And I'm looking at all this bucket list stuff, and oh, since before I can remember, I wanted to want to race the Daytona 500. Hey, Travis Pastrana here, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line one of the most exciting personalities in sports, a 10 times X Game gold medalist, Supercross motocross champion, Rallycross, NASCAR, equal parts, I would say, motorsports superstar, Evel Knievel, and of course, the P.T. Barnum of the Nitro Circus, always bringing the fun with the fast for fans, the one and only Travis Pastrana. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks a lot. Heck of an intro. Appreciate you.
No, come on. You deserve it. I think this, though, and I know the fans are thinking it, with everything you do, everything you've done in all those different areas of motorsports, what keeps you always changing lanes on the action-packed career?
You know, I tell you what, it's waking up in the morning with a passion, loving what you do. And, you know, for me, I loved motocross and supercross, but I was injured so much. And, you know, obviously the freestyle as well. But freestyle, you didn't have to be in as good a shape. So you could do freestyle with, you know, heck, I broke my collarbone 2 weeks before X Games, was still able to pin and plate it and get back out there because you only had to survive for, 2 minutes at a time. And, you know, with me, rally cars really worked out well because all-wheel drive, every time I was injured, I would jump in a go-kart or something with four wheels, and I could do that a little bit injured. So I made the transition with a lot of my sponsors to rally, which worked good because it's like motocross in the roll cage, a lot of jumps, a lot of sliding. Snow, dirt, pavement, whatever you want. Tried NASCAR for a little bit. Wasn't the best at the rear wheel drive and figuring out kind of the drafting and everything in the pavement side of it. But you know, I had a lot more experience the last couple of years in rallycross with my Subaru teammate Scott Speed, who came from F1, and even the Gymkhana stuff. Man, just sliding backwards at 130 mile an hour through back roads. It's learning a little bit of that downforce.
So the headlines these days, as you know, Travis, are a little bit about the Daytona 500. You know NASCAR, you mentioned it. It's a little different these days, and it would be a lot more fun with you involved. So what's going on? Can you talk a little bit about it? It would be great to have you in on all that NASCAR action.
Oh, man, it'd be absolutely amazing. I mean, before I can remember, I wanted to race the Daytona 500. It was kind of something that all my friends and family, we'd all gather around our buddy's house, and he had a little dirt track out front, and we'd play all day and then watch the 500 that afternoon. And, you know, I really wanted to get to that point in NASCAR, but I struggled learning the rear wheel drive, learning the pavement, just from the background that I had. I didn't really have the experience to get up to speed quick enough. Like I said, I've had more experience here as of late, and I'm looking at all this bucket list stuff, and you know, we had a really successful one, rally championship last year in the Nitro Rallycross. And even if you look at some of the guys that jumped over, Chase Elliott and last year's winner, the Daytona 500, Austin Cindric, came over to Nitro Rallycross and gave their hand at kind of riding the dirt stuff. But for me, I really wanted an opportunity to race the 500, and with the sponsors that I have and the seat time that I've been having, this is it's kind of now or never.
You know, sponsors, of course, more than any other professional sports drive racing. But with you, I think there's a trust level, right, that Travis will bring not only the potential for success and victory, but also a lot of eyeballs, right, and also a lot of fans. Talk a little bit about that. Is that no matter what it is, you say you wake up and you say, well, what do I want to do today? You've got that great support system right behind you.
I just have some amazing sponsors, and the guys at Black Rifle have really been supportive of everything. And, you know, we've had a lot of success in racing and a lot of success just with some fun one-off stuff like the Gymkhana series. But for me, this is even outside of the range that, you know, I could really get support from. So it's a lot of friends. It's a lot of sponsors that are friends, with Dixon Flannels and, maybe even Alpine Stars, and getting in with Toyota and then the 2311 team to give me an opportunity. And, you know, it's going to be a fun experience, but I still got to qualify. We could have probably gone in and tried to buy a charter, but one of the biggest things, I didn't want to take a spot from an up and coming NASCAR driver, from anyone that deserves that. I still have to qualify in. So I didn't realize this at the time, but Jimmy Johnson, so there's only four spots open for the Daytona 500. So you have 37 chartered rides, and of the 9 or 10 or 12 people that are going to try to qualify, there's only four spots left. So Jimmy Johnson, a two-time Daytona 500 winner, as well as seven-time NASCAR champion, Julio Castroneves, four-time Indy 500 champ. That's just two of the nine that I'll be competing against for those four spots. But that's also why we went with the 2311 team, which is basically Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan. Yes. And they put together a team with Bubba Wallace to really just get out there. And because they're new, they're excited to have someone else that can hopefully, you know, work with the Toyotas and get near the front. So having another car for them is really big. It's really important. And, you know, with any luck, we'll come out, we'll qualify well, and we'll be, you know, kind of supporting the rest of the Toyotas to try to do the best we can. And man, I mean, you know, I just want to get in there. I want to be a part of the race. That's the goal. But, you know, it's a restrictor plate race, so anything can happen, and we're going to put our best foot forward to hopefully be in the final and to do the best we can.
You mentioned it. Anything can happen. And it is one of those great races, and the kind of thing, even Travis Pastrana, with everything that you have done, if you end up winning the Daytona 500, it will be built into each and every introduction that you ever have. And you know, when you think about it, for those bucket list events, like this is, it's possible, right? You have the talent, you have the instincts, you have the experience, you know, in those kind of cars. This isn't sort of out of left field. And you look at the Daytona 500 and the way it is, you mentioned restrictor plates with all of those kind of big crashes and the way that those races just kind of change and evolve and really completely maybe flip-flop at the end of them. I mean, this could happen.
I mean, you never know. I know there's a lot of NASCAR fans laughing right now, but at the end of the day, you know, my first race in the Nationwide Series, which is, I guess, Xfinity now, you know, I qualified third for Daytona. And I was actually, if it wasn't for Kyle Larson on the last lap, throwing his car into the fence on the last straightaway and dodging that, you know, we had a top five going. I still got 10th. I was backwards at 180 miles an hour across the infield going across the line. But, you know, we've run well there. I qualified pole for Talladega before. So it's not as far outside of left field as most people think. You know, I definitely have a reputation for crashing, for being crazy, but you know, this is the only thing I've ever had on my bucket list that doesn't have the word win before it or after it. It's just for me, got a great program with some great sponsors and hopefully a really good car. I believe I can qualify and I believe I can do well, but at the end of the day, it's just for me is to be a part of this amazing race and shoot, I'll be signing autographs. I'll be up in the crowd. It's going to be an awesome week of just absolute fun for my whole family and all my friends. And, you know, we're bringing a lot of veterans in as well to kind of enjoy this as well. So it's going to be a good time.
Well, you talk about that, and as big as it is, it's so cool to hear you, a guy that has been in some of the biggest moments in motorsports and all that, just being excited about it. It's the Great American Race. And as great as it is, it will be an even greater event with you in it. And you mentioned certainly that crossover too. Elio Castroneves and Jimmy Johnson's been racing in IndyCar. Talk a little bit about this. I've covered motorsports for the last 20 years or so, and there is this appreciation factor that's always gone on. NASCAR drivers are super Supercross fans, and IndyCar drivers are NASCAR fans and all that. So on the driver side and the rider side, it's always been there, but you're seeing more and more of the fans, whether it's the dirt track and all sort of that crossover, you're seeing more of the fans sort of appreciating the other kind of forms and disciplines of racing.
Well, at the beginning of the series, like I said, our series, which was the end of their series last year, you know, Chase Elliott, he came over, and Austin Cindric, who won the Daytona 500 last year. And man, we were so excited to have them in Nitro Rallycross. And the guys, neither one of them ended up qualifying, but we only take, you know, it's only 10 cars to the final for our series. But they did phenomenal, and they got to jump, you know, 100-foot gaps, and they were sliding all wheel drive, you know, 1200 horsepower cars through the corners. And we had so much fun. But it's interesting to hear, because when I transfer over to NASCAR, everyone's like, oh, clown, you know, just like, it's amazing the amount of backlash I've had. I'm like, shoot, they came over, I won that event, they didn't qualify. I'm like, well, what if you don't qualify? That's going to suck. I'm like, yeah, it will. But man, I got to give it a go. And it's a bucket list. It's a dream come true. I've got the sponsorship in place. I was like, man, this is just about fun. It's about being a part of something that's awesome. And you know, when you got guys, like Alexander Rossi, Indy 500 champ, raced the Baja 1000. You know, he hasn't done that well in it, but man, how cool is that an Indy, you know, an Indy champion is down there with Hinchcliffe and JR and all the guys, Hildebrand, to have fun in a different sport. And if you look at Jimmy Johnson, he came from off-road, and the drivers, man, have taken me so far under the wing. Even Denny Hamlin, my first race ever in Richmond in the Nationwide Series, he saw that I was struggling and slowed down and let me follow him for a couple of laps. We weren't on the same team. We weren't on the same, any of the same sponsors. And that's a big reason why I wanted Denny to kind of guide me through this one. He's always taken the time to help me kind of get up to speed. And I think with him being a three-time Daytona 500 champion and you know, and part owner in this team, it definitely behooves him to have me do the best that I can. And man, I want to do the best we can out there.
Yeah, you let the listeners know we're talking about the one and only Travis Pastrana. And you mentioned Denny Hamlin. You mentioned Michael Jordan a little bit earlier. And Michael Jordan getting in on NASCAR, of course, he has that race fan background, but he is a guy that transcended the NBA, transcended basketball. You have done that in a lot of ways in the motorsport side. And when you look at, and a lot of times success on the driving side in NASCAR is good fits with good equipment and ownership and drivers. And so when you knew, and you mentioned it's a great place to be, I think it sure is, was the fact that Michael Jordan was there, just their background and sort of that open-minded kind of perspective on racing. It's a perfect fit for you.
It is absolutely perfect. I mean, you know, Michael Jordan, I got to meet him down at Daytona back in 2003 when he sponsored Jason Pridmore and the Suzuki team for the street bike racing. Mm-hmm. Just a huge race enthusiast. And, you know, he wants to win. He's a competitive son of a gun. And it's a team that I think will give me the best opportunity because it's a young team, because the drivers are invested themselves in the team. And definitely people were like, well, you know, why wouldn't you go with, you know, with a Gibbs or with a Childress or something like that? And I said, because if I go to a Childress, I'll get whatever the next best car is. So if they have three drivers, I'll be the fourth best car. And that's fine. But I truly believe going to the 2311, you know, we got a Tyler Riddick and Bubba and myself. And they said, look, we got the same crew chief for all the cars. All the cars will be absolutely identical. Like, we're not going to test all the engines and see which one's faster and give him the better motor or them the better chassis. Like, we're going to absolutely go out and, you know, you might have the best, you might have the worst out of the crew, but we're going to give you the best opportunity to get out there and put your best foot forward. So this is a dream come true. And I believe this is the team to do it with.
There's only one Travis Pastrana, but you look at the fans, and we talked about that great relationship that you have with sponsors and with fans and all the new people that you're going to bring to NASCAR. NASCAR is reaching out. You got the Clash at the Coliseum happening in that football stadium out in Los Angeles, Chicago here. We're going to have that street race, first street course race for the Cups. NASCAR is going to happen here in Chicago this summer. Do you ever think about that? Like, what you being in this race, number one, and then also the potential of doing something with it, and then all those fans of everything else that you have done, whether it's the rally or the bikes or all that, that you'll be bringing to this sport?
You know, I'm just trying to go in and to not piss off the fans that are the diehard NASCAR fans. To be honest, I mean, I've gotten a little bit of flack for this. I'm like, oh, why is he's stealing rides, or he's, you know, he's paying for his way in, or this and that. I'm like, look, this is a bucket list. I got, you know, through all the other racing, have some amazing friends and sponsors, and yeah, we're gonna jump in there and give it a go. But you know, I thought it was really important to make sure that I qualified my way in and didn't charter my way in just for those fans. You know, and it could bite me in the butt here, but you know, at the end of the day, we've got an awesome fan group from all over. The drivers have all been, you know, welcoming with open arms. And you know, definitely hope to not mess up. I think that's pretty much what Kurt Busch said. He was like, look, I can give you a lot of advice. And he goes, just don't get over your head. Just
don't screw it up. You know,
I mean, basically, like, it was a long story to say, don't mess up and you'll make it in. I was like, all right, thanks, buddy.
Travis Pastrana, you know, all of that fame, all the success, you have earned that. And if you get into victory lane, it'll be amazing, and you'll have earned every bit of that at too. So as we let you go, you know, there's a lot of work coming up, but it'll be on you so fast. That Daytona 500 is going to be here coming up. Where can people go to keep up with all your adventures, whether it's social media or to get more information about everything as we get towards that great race?
Oh man, just Nitro Rallycross, rallycross.com or whatever. I don't even know, to be honest, but yeah, we have a race in Canada, and then I represent the United States of America with Tanner Faust over in Sweden, for the Race of Champions, they call it, which will be really awesome. Actually, I got second there in 2006 with Jimmy Johnson. So hopefully we'll one up from that. And, then we got another Nitro Rallycross coming up in another round in Canada for a nice race, and then straight to the Daytona 500. So definitely keep track of all the races, and we'll see you soon.
Man, all right, he never stops. Travis Pastrana, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being a part of this. And, of course, thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon, bud.